Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:32, and it is time for overtime. I'm not sure if we... I'm sure we gave away those tickets. I just don't know who they went to. William Gilbert. I know a Bill Gilbert. I wonder if it's the Bill Gilbert I know. Then he can take me. Anyway, we have another pair of tickets to give away to see the Eagles at Scott Trade tomorrow. So keep listening to win, or you could just purchase them yourself. All right, this is the topic that I know Tom and Scott Fawn, who's joining us here in Studio B, have been waiting to chew over. And that, of course, is what John Mozeliak had to say about Giancarlo Stanton. Will he or won't he, I guess, is the question. But what is the answer?
I think yes. I think absolutely. He wants to come to baseball heaven. How could you not? How could you not want to play for the St. Louis Cardinals, the crown jewel of the National League? He would be worshipped. It would be tremendous. And I think it would be the piece of momentum that we need as a community, as a team. It really would be the greatest thing we could have happen to us.
John Mozeliak was on KMOX for an hour last night talking about their pursuits in the offseason. He didn't specifically mention Stanton, but he was asked, when it's beyond money, how do you pitch St. Louis as a location for a player like Stanton or a free agent?
We're lucky. We still play in front of over 3 million fans. Not every place can say that. I also think, you know, when you look at the cost of living, when you look at traffic, when you look at spring training facilities, location. I mean, all these things are variables in their own mind on what they value.
So when it comes to Stanton, he has a no-trade clause in his contract, so he can veto any deal, he can approve any deal. The reports out there are that he leans towards the Dodgers because he's from Southern California, he grew up a Dodgers fan, and he's sort of waiting for the Dodgers to become engaged here. The feeling, though, is that the Dodgers probably won't, at least not right now, because they just don't have what the Giants and Cardinals have in terms of the trade, what the Marlins want in terms of a trade. So it's between St. Louis, San Francisco, or Stanton could just go back to Miami. But the Marlins are basically saying they're ready to ship off everybody. So if you're going to come play for us, you're going to play for a loser. You're going to sit there and we're just going to have nothing going on.
Didn't A-Rod pull a situation like this with a no-trade clause? He got the Yankees interested at a great deal for them. Texas ain't a lot of the contract, but it's where A-Rod uses no-trade clause to force the issue.
Right, so we'll see. I mean, if you're talking about St. Louis, I would add that no team means more to a city than the St. Louis Cardinals, probably more so than any professional sports team, except maybe the Green Bay Packers. That would be the only one that I could think of where if the Cardinals weren't here, I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah.
They mean that much to a town. How much does that mean to a player? It's hard to say. Some players, it's all about money, and some players, they want to win no matter where they are. They want to be part of a winning team. So we'll see. He's from the West Coast. The West Coast is attractive to him, but there are these things called airplanes. You get in them, and they move you to a location very quickly. So
didn't stop Tony La Russa.
No. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I just think that was really not good when a player or manager didn't live here. But after Tony won his ring, and then, of course, his second one, you kind of makes it more understandable.
The Cardinals,
can be Whitey Herzog.
Charlie, the Cardinals do a very good job, maybe as well as anybody, the Yankees would be another one, of celebrating their greats. And so if he wanted to go down as one of the all-time greats, he would be a king here, and he would be celebrated for the rest of his life as one of the greats, granted that he stays healthy and has the massive career that we all think he's going to have.
No doubt. I think I agree with Mozeliak. It's nice to play in front of 3 million plus like you would in St. Louis. Attendance is second only to the Dodgers. I have never heard, I mean, he deals with players more than I do, that some players might be looking for less traffic and lower cost of living. If you're making the money that Stanton is, I don't think it, you know.
He could buy the city.
801 Chop House has a steak for $75. Wow, that's too expensive. No, I don't know, he lost me on that point, but other than that, I'll rely on you guys and your expertise. He's a good thing for St. Louis, or he would be.
Well, he's the best home run hitter in his prime right now. He's 28 years old, and you would think that some of his best years are still ahead of him. Playing in those little ballparks in the NL Central, the chance to hit 59 or more home runs again would be pretty attractive, I would think, to a player.
Christmas.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about some state parks, Jerusalem, and more. Stick with us here on Overtime on the Voice of St. Louis. Traffic and weather together coming your way at 8:40.
This is TIAM Overtime on KMOX.
It is Overtime. I'm Debbie Monterey, joined in Studio B by Tom Ackerman, Charlie Brennan, and Scott Fawn of the Missouri Times and the Clayton Times. And I have to admit that probably like many Americans, I am still trying to figure out exactly why the whole Jerusalem-Tel Aviv thing. I don't think most Americans probably pay all that much attention, but the reaction from the rest of the world is also interesting, not necessarily approving of what the president is doing and saying it could derail peace talks between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I just want to play one cut, though, because I'm not sure why the president did this yesterday. Something was off with him. Did you hear his comments? Because people were asking what was going on with him. He was slurring his words a little, and just this is just the end of it, just because it was. Here we go. Hang on.
God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians, and God bless the United States. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Any theories on what was going on there?
I think he needed water. I've kind of been in that position myself, and I'm right there at the end of a press conference or whatever. Maybe he didn't have enough water, and I think that could be the answer.
It was kind of throughout the whole thing, though. It was
oh, well,
strange.
I thought it was just at the end.
Well, that was the most pronounced, which is why I pulled it, because people don't want to hear the whole thing. Anyway, any theories, Scott Vaughn? Why is this important? Why did the president feel he had to do this? A lot of, like, the president of France calling him out, a lot of world leaders saying this was not a great idea.
He didn't have to do this. I think the entire world community has been against it. He chose to do this. I have to admit, it puzzles me sometimes why we go so far out for one ally in the region, especially a president that says America first. I'm not sure how this equates to America first. But he didn't have to do it. He chose to do it. He's been universally condemned. The only thing I think is a little bizarre is my entire life they've talked about the Mideast peace talks. I've not seen much come of it, so I'm not sure anything was derailed. It probably has to be on the rail to be derailed. But yeah, I don't know why we go so far for one country at the expense of a whole segment of the world. That's something I guess is just a tradition. Maybe Harry Truman started it. But if you wonder why he slurred his words, I mean, the guy's got a little bit on his mind. I mean, being president and then some of the issues with Flynn and now his son and son-in-law, I mean, he's got a little bit to think about.
The Israeli military is sending some reinforcements there, but so far the protests have been not really violent, I would say. There have been some rocks thrown and chants and things like that. But I did, as a teenager, I went with my family. We spent a few days in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and it can be and always has been a dangerous and volatile area, and that's always been in the back of everybody's mind. And that was, you know, years ago. That was in the early 90s before the Gulf War when I was there. So
Charlie was just there more recently than that.
Seems like yesterday, but it was 14 years ago.
Wow.
2003.
Wow.
I know. I don't know why the president did this now. I think it's kicking a hornet's nest, really.
It's kind of like just poking him in the eye for no reason.
Well, it is true. All the Israeli governmental offices are there. The Knesset is there. And so, and even since 1995, we have said that we are supposed to recognize that, although there's a waiver that we've enacted every single year. And so we'll move our embassy there. It's all symbolic. And that's actually what religion is. That city is the home of three major religions, and symbols are important. And I know it's true. You don't have to do much to set off people who are willing to do harm, and that terrorists will use anything as an excuse. There's no appeasing them. There's no dealing with them. I understand that. But I do think at this point in our world's history, it wasn't a gesture that was trying to be inclusive of all people. And I think you can be supportive of Israel very much and believe that to be true. In fact, yesterday we had a caller who was Israeli, and he said, I think it should be the capital, but the timing by the president is wrong. And that pretty much summed up my views.
Scariest thing in the history of the world is two men that disagree and both think God's on their side.
That's right. That's exactly right.
KMOX News Time is 8:47. When we come back, we'll turn our attention towards a state issue of state parks. But I just wanted to share, because today we're awaiting word. Al Franken, Senator Franken, is supposed to be making some comments on the Senate floor. The rumor is he may resign or at least explain himself. So we'll bring you that news as soon as it breaks. And last night on CNN with Anderson Cooper, a spokesperson for Roy Moore, who's running for Senate, of course, in Alabama, said that the accusations against Moore are a result of a conspiracy involving the Washington Post, George Soros, the DNC, Mitch McConnell, mainstream Republicans, homosexuals, transgender people, and criminals. So that's a long list. Anyway, that's the news. It's 8:48.
This is TIAM Overtime on KMOX.
KMOX News Time is 8:51. It's back to Studio B. Debbie Monterey, along with Charlie Brennan, Tom Ackerman, and Scott Fawn of the Missouri Times and Clayton Times. And earlier this morning, Tom and I chatted with John Hickey, who is with the Sierra Club, the Missouri chapter. They've been having some public hearings around the state, although I'm not sure how well publicized they are. The last one is tonight at Johnson Shuttins State Park. And on the docket is selling off some state parks. These are state parks that were purchased over the last few years. And 21 million Missourians visited state parks last year alone. So they are pretty popular. A tax was passed to help fund them. Governor Greitens says we can't afford these. Is this, Scott Fawn, really a matter of finances, or is this more kind of like erasing what Jay Nixon did?
So I've spent about 8 hours with Governor Nixon over the last couple weeks. We got to write an entire retrospective of his whole career, and he makes a great case for state parks. This is what they do in Illinois, is they sell off state assets because they're broke. And we like to, Missourians take a little bit of pride in looking down their nose at the budget problems. Are we saying we're Illinois? This is what they do. We can afford it. It's because that park's named Jay Nixon State Park. There's some questions about how he did buy the land. But honestly, I mean, I think Missourians are pretty proud of it. And if Missourians are asked, do they support having more land for folks to go out and freely hunt and fish and camp or not? I think they're going to be yes. I think it's petty and sad.
I would agree with you. That's no fun. But I agree with the head of the Sierra Club, who said that these state parks are more popular than any politician in Jefferson City. I think he's right. I think people like them. Now, a couple of things. It's possibly true that they didn't have enough public input when they were buying these. Okay, I understand that. At the same time, as they're about to sell these state parks, they only have an 11-day hearing process, which is really not that much for a state of this size. So I would side with Teddy Roosevelt and others who saved land for future generations that can be used and preserve the wildlife of this great nation. And I'm kind of surprised, actually, that Eric Greitens is doing this.
Sometimes politicians are very like to use the "I ran on that" as a kind of a blanket for whatever they do. Donald Trump moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Well, he ran on saying, "I'll be the most pro-Israeli president ever," and he got elected. Eric Greitens ran on saying, "I don't like the elected legislature," and he's lived up to that. And he likes to say, "Well, I ran against him, and now why should I be friends with him?" Well, Jay Nixon, nobody ran more on state parks than Jay Nixon. No one cared about him more. All the way back to Governor Hadley that started state parks, no one's done more for him. He ran on it. He didn't do anything you wouldn't expect him to do. I think this is petty, and hopefully somebody, the better angels somewhere, will say, you know what, of all the problems our state has, doing an Illinois-style fire sale of our state parks isn't probably the thing we need to focus on.
Just follow Donald Trump. That's what it looked like to me.
Right, back national monuments in Utah.
That. Yeah, we'll do that too. So, no, I mean, it wasn't Missouri tourism's slogan for a while, "Where the rivers run." I mean, the attraction of the state is that you have free recreation. State parks are beautiful. The rivers, all of the great area through the Ozarks. So it doesn't make much sense to me. I think it takes away from the state.
All right. Well, if people are interested in weighing in on that particular topic, you have one last chance tonight, and it's at Johnson Shuttin, which is quite a drive from downtown St. Louis anyway, if you're going to do that this evening.
That's a bit of a haul, yes.
It is a bit of a haul. Maybe you can put in some written requests. I am not sure. Okay, before we have to go, we've got less than a minute here, but what do you think is the over-under? Is Al Franken, Senator Al Franken, going to resign today? Is that what he's going to say on the Senate floor? What do you think, Scott Fong?
I think he will, and I'll bet you the speech is a relatively classy way to go out.
Charlie, what do you think?
Not sure, but I think we're going to have it at 10:45 this morning on KMOX.
Good promotion. 10:45 Central Time right here on KMOX, and I do think he is going to resign.
All right, and then does that put pressure on the Republicans to own their own?
No.
No pressure. And no pressure on Roy Moore, I guess. Completely different story. All right, that is Overtime. Thanks, Scott Fawn, for joining us. And the Charlie Brennan Show is coming up after CBS News at the top of the hour.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.